Hi, Greg here from Content Plan. And what is all the drama? What's all the talk regarding this Meerkat app at the moment? I'm sure you've heard of it. So forget your Snapchats and your Hangouts for a second. There's a new cat in town, Meow. It's this Meerkat app. Check it out on your in the App Store on Google Play if you haven't downloaded it to your phone. So what is the Meerkat app? Well, essentially it allows us to live stream to Twitter from our smartphone or mobile device. Pretty cool. Okay. One of the best things about it is it actually sends push notifications to our followers, alerting them that we are streaming online. So I like that. That's pretty cool. It also has an additional feature which I quite like. If I'm not quite ready to live stream yet, I can actually schedule a live stream event for a later date. So say I wanted to schedule a live stream event for a tip of the week, a content marketing tip of the week at 9 a.m. next Monday, I could schedule it on my Meerkat app. Like so many new things, I think there's going to be lots of teething problems with this, and I think this is the tip of an iceberg of an app that's going to grow into something quite big. And quite frankly, it may not be the Meerkat app, it may be a copycat, excuse the pun, of the Meerkat app that becomes the big beast. But I think this is going to change the way live stream goes on the web and the ease and the cost of live streaming. So some of the flaws, I suppose, that I have thought about pretty easily is, if I'm recording a short live stream, which let's be honest, on Twitter, that's what would be useful to do. Nothing too long possibly wouldn't sit well on Twitter. So the push notifications, what if I see the notification that you're streaming live after the event? I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to click and there's nothing there. So that's a potential flaw. Obviously, with Twitter, it's transient. People are not hanging around on Twitter. So, what are the odds of people actually seeing my live stream event when I'm broadcasting it? It's hard to tell, really, at this stage of the game. So, I think there's some potential flaws, but heck, this could turn into something quite big. I mean, in the future, maybe there will be a possibility to save our live stream. So, if we're clicking on a live stream that's over on our Twitter feed, that we can actually revisit that old live stream. So maybe that will be an option in the future. Because at the moment, it's a bit like a disappearing live stream. Once it's over, it's over. Other functionality that maybe the Meerkat app could offer in the future is maybe the ability to live stream to a portion of our Twitter followers. So maybe we don't want every one of our Twitter followers to have access to a particular live stream. Imagine if we could, even if it's not gated, but imagine if we only alerted the very people on Twitter that we actually wanted to see that particular live stream. That could be a cool development. So I think watch this space. Check out the Meerkat app. I think it's going to be quite big. There's certainly a lot of talk about it at the moment, and I think this may be a game changer for live streaming. My name's Greg Fry. I'll chat to you soon. Hey, it's the Content Plan's first ever audio boom. So with that, boom, I'll speak to you guys later. Leave us a comment if you liked the podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.